Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Anchorage School District has canceled a high school football team's activities for a week following allegations of hazing and sexual misconduct. Superintendent Dina Bishop sent an email to Diamond High School parents and staff Wednesday saying the football program is suspended, including its practices and games. Bishop said she learned of the allegations involving members of the team Monday. The school immediately contacted the Anchorage Police Department, which has launched a criminal investigation. Bishop said, quote, "I have suspended the football program at Diamond High School and we are working with the Anchorage Police Department to investigate. We have zero tolerance for any inappropriate behavior. Until our investigation is complete, I have no further comment. Student safety is always our number one concern." The allegations were reported after the team returned from the Saturday game against Lathrop High School here in Fairbanks. The mother of a player told KTUU-TV that several older players allegedly sexually assaulted younger teammates during the overnight stay in Fairbanks. It is unclear how many players were involved. Bishop declined to say if any disciplinary action had been taken against the students, noting she could not release specific details because students involved are minors. Police confirmed the investigation but declined to provide additional information. The district has not yet decided if the suspension will be extended. Turnout for Tuesday's state primary was the third lowest in Alaska's history. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that 18.2% of registered voters cast ballots. There are still five precincts and some absentee ballots left to count. Republican pollster and strategist Mark Helenthal says the weak showing is not surprising.
The motivator to get people to vote was really on the Republican side with the Republican gubernatorial primary. Neither Mead Treadwell or Mike Dunleavy spent a lot on mass media.
Many voters were not even aware there was a primary, and Helenthal pointed out a second reason for low turnout: Anchorage's recent municipal election where voters sent their ballots in by mail. He says some voters expected every election to be like that from now on.
People were wondering why they hadn't got their ballots yet. They didn't make the distinction between municipal and state.
Helenthal has worked with Republican nominee Mike Dunleavy. The second lowest turnout was 2 years ago when 17.2% of registered voters cast ballots. The all-time low was in 2000 when slightly fewer than that voted. The state's liquefied natural gas pipeline export project with China can continue, regardless of whether Governor Bill Walker is elected to a second term in November. Walker, an independent, is seeking re-election, and he's made the mega project a top priority. Republican challenger Mike Dunleavy has expressed skepticism about the state's ability to manage it. Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation's Senior Vice President Frank Richards says the AGDC was set up by the legislature to transcend election cycles.
We were created as an organization that would be somewhat apolitical. The goal was that the project would move forward based on its merits and economic viability.
Richards was in Fairbanks Wednesday to update the community on the project, which faces a self-imposed year-end target date to sign a binding agreement with three Chinese government-owned companies, under which they would finance 75% of the $44 billion project in exchange for 75% of gas line output.
So I would say that we are actively engaged with that. It's a negotiation with a very astute buyer of LNG. So we are doing our due diligence to make sure that we are getting the best contract for Alaska and our resources.
Richards says the agreement will guarantee the Chinese buyers a discounted natural gas price over the 20-year life of the financing.
That's where we have to make sure that we're going to acquire debt financing that is not too expensive. And then we'll be able to utilize our equity portion to be able to sell to the remainder of the Asian markets to acquire higher returns for the 25% remaining.
Richards emphasizes that the Chinese companies will not own the gas line, but notes that the AGDC is required to offer up equity shares of the project.
We're going to develop an equity offering that will take out to the world markets, including Alaskans, individual Alaskans, Alaskan municipalities, and Alaska Native corporations, the opportunity to invest in this project.
Richards says the offering is expected to be issued in the fall. On another front, he says the AGDC is negotiating with North Slope producers ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil to supply the gas line. It already has a contract with BP. City of Fairbanks Public Works Director and former North Pole Mayor Jeff Jacobson has been sentenced to 3 days in jail, a $1,500 fine, and 90 days without a driver's license for driving under the influence. The sentence, handed down in State District Court in Fairbanks, is the mandatory minimum for DUI. Jacobson will also be on probation for a year, lose his driver's license for 90 days, be required to have an ignition interlock device on his car for 6 months, and pay more than $5,000 to cover the damage done when he drove off the Mitchell Expressway on August 18, 2016, knocking over a light pole. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.